This is the Community Forum, a public affairs presentation of the Montrose Broadcasting Corporation.
Welcome to the program. It's good to have you along. We have taken the mic to rural Columbia County today for a summer-themed program, and that summer program is about camp, and Camp Victory in particular. I'm joined today by their executive director, newly on board as director, but you've been here a while, Kate Stepnick. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited for you guys to be here today.
And you've been around the camp for quite a while, but you just came on board as director, what, this year?
Yep, just in March. I started as the camp director in 2018, but I also grew up coming to Camp Victory as a camper and a counselor. So since 1996, I've been involved with Camp Victory.
Let's take a tour and find a little bit more out about you and your work here and what the camp does. As we do kind of a virtual tour, we'll have to do some good description for folks on the radio. So let's roll this golf cart. We'll check the place out.
All right, sounds good.
Can you talk about how you first got involved with Camp Victory?
Yeah, so I grew up with polyarticular juvenile arthritis, and so I was given the opportunity to come to Camp Victory through my rheumatologist's office. They were hosting, for the first time, a camp for kids with arthritis. And so my doctor said I should come, and so we decided to do it. And so that was in 1996. I was 11 years old, and it was an amazing experience for me because I was able to be around kids that had the same diagnosis as me and just kind of got it. And, you know, I wasn't looked at differently. Nobody looked at me weird for walking a little different or taking medication at lunch, things like that. It was just kids getting together and having fun, and, you know, nobody batted an eye at the different disabilities that were there.
You kind of get that part of it out of the way and can get to know kids and enjoy yourself.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, some of my very best friends in the world still are kids that I met at camp in the 90s, you know, and I think that that's something special because you just are with people that just understand you. And I think that that's what Camp Victory does. It just creates a world for kids that have understanding people with you, you know, from the campers to the counselors to the med staff. All of our camps bring in all of their own doctors and nurses. So when Camp JRA is here with kids with arthritis, there's rheumatologists. Camp DOST, which is our camp for kids with cancer, there's oncology nurses and oncologists here. And so the parents get that ability to just drop their kids off at camp and know that they're going to be safe. We've had families say that, you know, they have their kids come to camp and then, you know, it gives them a little bit more time with maybe the siblings, or it gives just the parents an opportunity to relax and know that their kids are well taken care of. Parents send in medical histories, and the camps have the docs fill out extensive forms, you know, to make sure that they really know that the campers that are coming and make sure that they're getting the absolute care that they can get. And we have a, you know, we call it our med shed, but to me it's really a little mini hospital because the doctors and nurses stay in there and they have all the equipment and things that they need to be able to make sure that the kids are well taken care of.
And I've been in the med shed before when I've been here, but it doesn't give me anxiety, and usually anything medical gives me anxiety. So I guess you could say it's well designed to be comforting to the kids as well.
Yes, I think it, you know, it doesn't have that hospital smell, and it has really, you know, beautiful murals on the wall and pictures of all the different camps, and then some paintings from our campers are on the walls. I feel like it's a good mix of that campy feel while also ensuring that all the equipment's there. You just don't necessarily see it unless you need it.
And as we continue, or I should say begin the tour, we're parked here by a building. It looks newer. Was this something that was added later?
We're by the Nature Center, and the Nature Center was built in 2012, and it is one of my favorite buildings on our campground. It has large windows overlooking our wetlands, and we have all of our nature programs in there, but a lot of camps use it for a multitude of things. Nature Center interns are housed in there. There's two of them this season, and they do all of our science education programs in there. We have a gecko in there. Sometimes our Nature Center interns will go down to the pond and pull fish or crayfish or salamanders and things for the kids to look at.
If you want to proceed a little bit here, we'll continue. I assume that it varies a lot from camp to camp, depending on which group is here, but any kind of average number of campers you'd have in a regular week?
Yeah, so it definitely varies camp to camp, but usually average about 80 campers a week based on, you know, different needs. So some of our camps, the medical needs are limited, and some are a little bit heavier, and so the camps really work with our staff to ensure that the campers are well taken care of. So some of our camps are 1-to-1, 2-to-1, and some of our camps even are, you know, 3 adults to every 1 camper because of the needs that they have.
And what is this here on the left? Kind of a raised, looks like a treehouse type
of
thing.
It is. It's our treehouse, which was amazingly donated through a partnership with West Pharmaceutical, but it is completely handicap accessible treehouse. And so there's a ramp all the way up to the top. And so kids, anybody that wants to get in that treehouse can get in there. And so for a lot of kids, it is the one chance that they get to be in a treehouse, because when you think about a normal treehouse, it might have a ladder on the side and be super inaccessible. But this treehouse is a ramp all the way up, nice and smooth. And our camps, they do overnights in there. They do journaling activities. It's really nice and peaceful. We've even had some camps do a painting class in there, which is really neat, because they get to sit out on the porch and paint the trees or the pond that they can see from the porch, which is nice.
It feels like being in a movie about camp, because everything is so just impressive and just really cool looking.
Yeah, and it's, you know, it's amazing because this treehouse was put on our wish list many years ago on a newsletter, and an amazing donor saw it and worked with his company to make that happen. And the West Pharmaceutical, they still come out and take care of it. So they were just here a couple weeks ago and power washed it and made it look, you know, brand new again.
It sounds like you've been around long enough in the community that people know about it, and there's a lot of support, whether it be mental support or financial as well.
Yeah, and that's what I think is so important for everybody to understand, is that, you know, we have amazing financial donors, and that is super helpful, obviously, to keep us going. But even our volunteers that come in just the month of April, we had a volunteer group here every single day, which is just absolutely amazing. And they were doing everything from, you know, washing windows, weed whacking, painting. One group brought in a brush hog and did underneath a treehouse, which is just absolutely amazing. But they all had, you know, their own set of skills, and it's just things that we would have had to pay somebody to do or have our maintenance guys do that really frees them up to do other things for us. Myself, Gail Truax, who is our camp director, and Seth Joseph, who is our marketing and resource development director, we're the only full-time staff at Camp Victory. So everybody else is either part-time or seasonal. So without those amazing volunteers, we would not be able to do what we do.
Let's continue here and entering kind of an open area here in the yard, and can I take a guess? Are there some kind of entertainment there? Or
yes. Okay. Yep. So that's our amphitheater. So a lot of our camps do their talent shows there or put on plays there, and then there's sunshades that go up. And there's like nice little side rooms, so they can put on full on plays and productions there, and the campers just love it. And there's a ramp up the back that gets them up there, which is amazing.
What are some of the other camps? I mean, you have a whole summer worth, but aside from cancer and arthritis, what are some of the other ones going on?
So we have PA Vent Camp, which is a camp for kids that use ventilators. We also have Camp Echo, which is a camp for kids with heart disease. Camp Hero, which is a camp for kids with hearing loss or hard of hearing. We have Camp Emerge, which is our family camp for families touched by autism. Camp Little People is a camp for kids or families that have dwarfism in their family. So either the parents might be little people, or the kids are, but it's just an amazing opportunity for them to get together and be with other families. We also have Club Lily, which is a camp for adults with intellectual disabilities, and that's a really neat camp because all of those campers are 18 or older, and so they get to come, and a lot of them are might be in a group home or still live with their parents, and it gives them the opportunity to just be with with their friends. A lot of them make friends, and they come to every single camp and just get together, and they, you know, go fishing or do arts and crafts. They love to play bingo. They love our zip line. They do a little bit of everything.
I've talked to kids over the years that participate in something that I'm doing an interview about, and it seems like, you know, sometimes you wonder, are they just trying to be polite and say I had a good time? But, I mean, here it's got to be a whole different world because, like we said, they're all, you know, they're all dealing with their own problem, and so is everyone else.
Yeah, and I think my it sounds weird, but my favorite thing to see is the kids that are crying when their parents are dropping them off because they don't want their parents to leave. Because for some of them, it might be the first time they've ever been away from, you know, at a sleepover camp or even away from their parents. And then watching those same kids at pickup are crying because they don't want to leave. And I think it's, you know, just a, you know, we have a special place here, and it's just, you know, like I said earlier, you know, the campers get it, the counselors get it, and the kids just feel, you know, welcome and accepted. And I think for a lot of kids, they might not, feel that way anywhere else.
Okay. And are you adding new camps from time to time, or is that not really on you guys? That's who wants to use the facility, or how does that work?
Yeah, so right now we have the unfortunate problem that we don't have any weeks or weekends left that are open for camps, but we always have people calling in and asking. So we do have a waiting list. So if there was a camp that ever decided, they were, moving on or something like that, then we have other camps that could fill in their places. We did add in recent years a sibling camp, and it's just that it's for siblings of kiddos that have a diagnosis or disability. So it just gives them, it's a weekend camp, and it gives them the opportunity to be, again, just with other kids that get it, that maybe their sibling, might have spina bifida or Down syndrome or something like that, and so they understand what it's like to, you know, to deal with this, to have a sibling like that and deal with the, you know, issues that come along with that, hospital stays and visits and maybe parents having to stay overnight at the hospital and they have to stay with grandparents, that kind of thing, and just gives them that camaraderie.
Unlike every camp movie, there's not another camp on the other side, but this is the water we talked about earlier, and Camp Victory on both sides. But what goes on here? Is there a lot of activity related to boating and so forth?
Yeah, so we have our pond is full of fish and snapping turtles, which is why I try to tell kids so that they stay out of the pond. But they love to fish here, and we have paddle boats that the kids can get in, and the lifeguards are trained to get help them get in and out of the paddle boats, and the counselors help them. So it gives those kids an opportunity that maybe if they can't paddle, they can sit in the back and the counselors will paddle them around. For me, it's another favorite place. It's just super peaceful here. We have a lot of different wildlife that love to be here. If you walk along the sides of our pond, you'll see lots of shells from the raccoons digging in and grabbing the freshwater clams or scallops or whatever's in there that they have, that they like to have. They have a feast, which is just neat to see, and the kids love getting the shells and everything like that.
I'm guessing deer frequent the place.
Oh yes, the deer love the love Camp Victory, and I always tell them to just stay. We usually have, she hasn't shown up yet, but we usually have one mama deer that likes to have her babies, over by our faith trail. And so she'll leave the baby in the faith trail all day. And it's just nice. And I think she just knows it's quiet and peaceful, and she's protected here. So it's sweet to see.
She says, these are nice kids. I'm just going to hang out here.
Yes,
all right.
Exactly.
All right. If we can move on here and, continue kind of a circle of the whole trail, picturing this right now?
Yeah.
My sense of direction isn't the best, but I feel like we're kind of circling the place.
Yeah.
And as we continue that circle, we're just about to go over a bridge, but first there's another building over here with some multicolored doors.
So that's our arts and crafts building. So each room has a different capability. So we have a room for friendship bracelets and different, definitely like, you know, your old school camp projects. But then the other room in there is our has a kiln in it. So the kids can, we have pre-made prefab ceramics that the kids can paint while they're here. And then Karen, our arts and crafts director, will fire them while they're here and they get to take them home. So it's a nice little memento. You know, I have a mug from when I was younger that I still have on my desk, you know, and I painted it here at camp. So it's those little things that they get to take home. And then the room, the red room is kind of our I call it our free-for-all room because it's open all the time, and camps can get in there to get stuff that they need if they are throwing a party or a dance and they, you know, want to make a banner or something like that. They can go in there and use all the arts and crafts supplies in there. And then the last room on the end is with the green door is our bike room. And there's over 50 bikes in there of all different sizes and capabilities. And that really gives the kids an opportunity. You know, some kids are learning how to ride a bike for the first time while they're here. We also have a duet bike, which is a really neat thing. And the whole setup is that the kids can sit in the front and then somebody pedals behind them. And so it gives kids that may not have the ability to ride a bike or balance on a bike. It gives them that feeling of being on a bike, which is really neat. And that was another grant that we got from the Lions International through Millville Lions that were able to get us that bike, which is amazing.
All right. Let's continue here over the little wooden bridge. A little history of the camp. This goes back to what, the 80s?
Yeah, so we the idea started in the 80s, and then our first overnight camp was in 1994, you know, we started with five camps, and now we're in the upper 20s of camps that come every year, working with about 20 different partner groups that that host those camps.
And the founder actually had a son with was it liver or kidney issues?
Liver. He had a unique liver disease, and he, Nicholas Wolf, so we're the Nicholas Wolf Foundation, runs Camp Victory, and so he was born in 1984, and so he needed a liver transplant, and so he, they went all over the country to make that happen, and through those trials and tribulations, they met a lot of different families that were going through the same thing, and that's when the idea of Camp Victory was born. Through they donated about 30 acres of their farmland here in Millville, and now we have about 130 acres.
And we've passed a couple pavilions, big grassy area, which I could picture being well used.
Yeah, it's a multi-purpose field. We've kept it open. A lot of camps use it for a lot of different things. But I think the most important thing is that it leaves enough room for if Life Flight needs to land for any sort of reason, they can do that. And I think it's important for not only our camp, but just Millville community in general. If there was ever, you know, a farming accident or something like that, there's the opportunity for Life Flight to land right here and be able to help everybody. You know, thankfully, have not had to use it, but it's, you know, we leave that space open for that reason as well.
And it wouldn't be summer and camping without a swimming pool.
Yes. So we have our lovely swimming pool that's filling up at the moment. That was one of the first things that was put in. I don't think there's summer camp without a swimming pool. And the kids absolutely love it. And we're thankful for our lifeguards that work there to keep the kids safe. It's definitely a bright feature of Camp Victory.
Now, here's a cafeteria, dining hall.
Dining hall, yes. This is our large dining hall. I feel like this is like the heart of camp. This is where they obviously eat all of their meals, but they do a lot of their activities in here. They sing songs in here. They get kids pumped up for the day to do at different activities. Definitely the meeting place for all of the camps.
Okay. And we're coming around past the med shed, which we already talked about, but... I do recognize that from my previous visits here, but again, it's been a while. It's kind of coming back to me.
Yeah.
Now, this playground ahead, is that a new addition?
Yeah, so it was put in a few years ago, was donated to us. Definitely an accessible playground. Actually working on it right now for, it's called an aero glider, and there's a ramp that goes up into it. And so the kids, some our kiddos in, wheelchairs or maybe if they're on crutches, can have the opportunity to sit and glide. They have a good time on this playground.
All right, if we want to head back left, I see these are basically the cabins.
Cabins, okay. Yep. So we have our winter cabins over here and our summer cabins to the left.
Okay.
And then to the right is our challenge course.
I see zip line.
Yep.
And I believe that's also accessible to anyone, right?
Yes, yeah. So it's really neat to see, I really pride ourselves on the opportunity to not say no unless it's super unsafe. And so for a lot of these kids, if they want to climb the climbing wall, we're going to make it happen. And our staff are trained to make that happen. So they know how to get the kids up the wall. It's really neat to see during PA event camp week to be able to see the campers, and then they'll hook their ventilators behind them and they'll climb the wall, and same with the zip line. They'll make it, clip the camper in and then clip the ventilator behind them and send them down the line. And so it's just amazing to see the joy on those campers' faces as they're zipping through the air.
Fantastic. And I mentioned when we started, we're in rural Columbia County, and I see some actual cows, so not part of Camp Victory.
No, the cows are not ours, but they are right on the border, and it's a Amish-owned farm that's right next to us. It's great neighbors to have. They're nice and they're quiet, and the kids get a kick out of the cows when they're in the field. The bull does not enjoy it when we get too close, so we stay away,
keep
our distance from the bull. But it's a unique thing for the kids to see.
Another bridge, another small tributary here.
Yeah.
Okay, we have a rock climbing wall.
And then we have our, this is one of our newest team building activity additions, we're using the trees that have fallen to Tony from Adventure Builders built this activity for us, so that the campers will work together to get the tire up and over the tree trunk and work together to get it back down. We have four different sides of a climbing wall, ranging from easy to hard, and then the one side is a rope wall, which is the kids say is probably harder than the hardest side to climb up. And then we have a path back to our zip line, so it's nice and easy wooden boardwalk that goes all the way back to our zip line. So,
what is the size of the whole camp?
So it's 130 acres of camp. So, and through the years, farmers have donated land, and other people have donated land, and we've purchased some as well. It started with just 30, and now it's like 130.
The awareness in the community, though, is pretty high.
Yeah, definitely in Columbia County, a lot of people know about Camp Victory, but outlying areas, it's interesting to me when I tell people I work at Camp Victory, they say, oh, what is that? And that gives me the opportunity to educate them. And so we're always just, my goal as executive director is just definitely getting out there and making sure that people know about Camp Victory and the impact that it has on kids in our area, and not just our area, but all over the country and all over the world. We have campers coming, from all over the country. And we had one camper come from New Zealand. She came to Camp Spifida, which is a camp for kids with spina bifida. And it was the first time she'd ever been in the United States. And, one of the first times she had ever met another kiddo with spina bifida, which is just, you think about that, it's just absolutely amazing.
Let's head on back. And I think we've covered a large portion of the highlights here, have we not?
Yeah, but we did our circle. So.
We'll have to pause our mic a little, so because it's a little drive back, and the program is only 26 minutes, so
we'll fill it with drive time.
Alrighty. All right, and if you joined us late and wondered what all the background noises and birds and water were. They were the sounds of Camp Victory in Columbia County, and we've been talking with our new director, Kate Stepnick, who has been director just since this year, but with the camp for a number of years, and who herself was a utilizer of Camp Victory back in the day.
Yeah.
All right. And anything else you would want to add about the camp to folks, and maybe give some information to if somebody would like to learn more.
Yeah, so our website is a great spot to start to look to see the camps that we offer. And then all of our contact information is on there if you have any questions or need more info. And we're always happy to, give us a call and we can get you connected with different camps that, might serve your family or a friend. And I think that's important that, if you're listening and you're thinking, I have a family friend or a neighbor or something that might benefit from this, let them know about us because, we're here and we're more than happy to help get the campers here let them have a great time. And that's all we're looking to do is, make sure they have fun and they stay safe and they get the same camp experience that any kid would want to have.
Okay. And that website again?
Is www.campvictory.org.
This has been a presentation of the Montrose Broadcasting Corporation. The views expressed on the community forum by our guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect those of the moderator, staff, or management of this station.